prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul. Satan's armies come to kill.
This is war. Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 December 2025. My goodness, we're about ready to go into 2026, and 2025 was an interesting year. I wonder what 2026 is going to bring. But anyway, before we go to our guest tonight, a guest I have on, at least every couple of months, a lady I've worked with on radio now for longer than I like to think about, and we go back even further than that. We're going to bring up Melody Seastrom in a few minutes to discuss a lot of things. But also, she is the one that pays for shortwave time at this hour. She owns and runs Discount Gold and Silver. And I'm going to thank her right now for a good go to what we're getting to, that people like her convinced me many years ago to protect my retirement and my finances with some precious metals. And I'm so glad I did. The first silver dollar I bought was $3. They're about $64 now. So, folks, I think we've done pretty well by listening to people like Melody. But nonetheless, before we get started with that, I want to tell you again, if you want to call us anytime from 9 to 4 Eastern and talk to generally Faith answers the phone, if not, she'll call you back. You can call her if you have any questions about the ministry or you want to order something, whatever you need, or if you need to talk to me, let her know. She'll find me. You can call, if you don't have long distance, call a toll-free number, 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, we'd appreciate that if you use the toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And I will say this again, I mentioned last week, I mentioned again, unless we, calls have been very slow coming in during the weekdays other than Thursday. So if things don't turn around, I can't see spending y'all's money to pay somebody to answer the phones other 4 days a week. So that may come to an end after the first year. I don't know yet. I'll let you know for sure when time is closer. But before we go any further than that, I'll make an announcement. This message is for Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, a gentleman called me and said, tell you to look for a book entitled Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. And the number to call is 888-LESS-EMT. 888-LESS, L-E-S-S-E-M-T, Echo Mike Tango. So if you want to call the number and find about that book, call us, I'll let you know about it. We just did that. So if you have any question, you call us Thursday, we'll give it to you a chance. Remember last week, last Thursday or Friday, remember a little two-year-old boy named Landon. Landon was, his mom was a drug user. So she actually made the young man sick. Well, Landon did make it, folks, 2 years old. Because of the kind of woman his mom was, he didn't survive. It breaks my heart to think about a two-year-old little boy that people that knew him said he was loving and friendly as he could be, but he didn't make it through the situation. His kidneys and stuff shut down on him, 2 years old. So I just want to let y'all know that. Thanks for your prayers. I'm sure that he is resting in a better place now. Nonetheless, I'll let you know what happened on that, okay? And tomorrow night, we're going to have Catherine Albrecht on. Catherine Albrecht's been on the program now for several months, and she was gone for several years. She's an expert on what's happening with the real ID and AI and the different things. So tomorrow night, don't miss the program, whatever you do. You're going to want to hear what she has to say. Now, our guest tonight, as I said, is Melody Seastrom. She has graced us with her presence. And so,
anyway. As I always do, of course.
And she and I have known each other a long time now, and I consider her a good friend. I did her program with her for a few years, and we had a great time on the radio together. Always have. And I appreciate her taking time to be with us tonight. Melody, I know that you have your own life to live and you stay kind of busy, but it's good to have you tonight.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. That's for sure.
Well, like I said, we go back a couple of years now, don't we?
A few. Can't be too many at my age.
You were 20 when you started with me. Now you're just 39. I understand.
I know.
But it's just amazing how fast time goes by, how fast the years go by, and a week is like a day used to be. It's here and it's gone. It's flied by. And I think the older I get, the faster it goes. That may sound kind of silly, but they scientifically proven that in your mind anyway. As you get older, your life gets scarcer and time goes by faster. That's what how they explain it. And I'm beginning to believe it. But anyway, let's get started on some different things, Melody. I know I listened to the news this evening. You know, it's been almost 5 years since Russia and Ukraine went to war. Can you believe that?
Seems just like yesterday, doesn't it?
It does. 5 years ago, February, is when they started. And Russia was forced into the battle, knowing that they were going to have a nation with a member of NATO right on the borders. And a lot more than that was involved. But that's one of the big reasons that happened. But 5 years in that war, and now it's been, what, October? What year was it that Israel was supposed to get attacked, a surprise attack? What was that, 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I mean, time's by fast. But look what's happening just in those two areas. And now we're looking to go into Venezuela on the land, boots on the ground, so to speak. Right in Venezuela. And I know what they're saying the reasons are, and probably part of it's true. But we also know that Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world right now that we know of. So do you think it may have something to do with it also?
There's a lot of things that could come out of Venezuela. Venezuela at one point in time was one of the wealthiest countries, on this side. And it's interesting, too, because, you know, it's all because of drugs, right?
Oh, yes.
It's all because of drugs. But, you know, big families have controlled many, many big, like, prior to Prohibition, look what families controlled that. Look what political families controlled that. All of these drugs, big political families control all of this. So my question is, why is Trump going after all the drugs when he's strongly considering reclassifying pot via an executive order? He wants to take less regulation. He wants to make it easier, loosening regulations on marijuana. So how can you say you're going after drugs and because it's hurting the citizens of this country, and then do an executive order to loosen regulation, which for marijuana, which is the one of the little stepping stones into the hardcore drugs. And the marijuana today isn't like it was 50 years ago.
So, no, it's not. No.
So again, it's like, why the big deal on, you know, trying to cut off the drugs coming into this country when you can reclassify and loosen regulations on marijuana federally? Doesn't make any sense. So he's a liar.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's an understatement. You're right. But, you know, another thing that you mentioned, executive orders, he just signed an executive order that states cannot prohibit AI in their states.
That's right.
Now, how dare he? I mean, Article 10 of the Constitution, it used to mean something, but states are sovereign. The feds have no authority inside the states. And that's even the Congress would vote for that. It's still not lawful. But Trump's going to do his executive order. Executive orders really hold no weight in law. If they were challenged by somebody that could do it, they don't hold any weight. He's legislating from his desk in the White House. That is against our Constitution and law, period. He's turned into a complete tyrant and an egotistical tyrant at that. Now, don't get me started on this. He already got me started again. Doggone it. But anyway.
Well, you know, that was all part in the big, beautiful bill.
Oh, yes.
And they're actually setting up, I don't know what you want to call it, a group of people, a committee, in order to sue the states should they try to change any of the laws and so forth. So they will actually target states if they go against his wishes. It's like, oh.
I guess we'll tolerate it. Why not? We tolerate everything else that's been going on in my lifetime. It's gotten worse and worse. States have got me more and more dependent on federal funds, so they don't dare bite the hand that feeds them, just like we got used to welfare checks. We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. I mean, when we were an independent people, when we could feed ourselves and clothe ourselves, we didn't need state help, so we didn't care what they thought about it. And the states were the same way one time. Now we all, from states right on down to individuals, depend on the government to feed us. So guess what? We obey our masters. Well, that's the way it goes. And that's just a fact. I make some people mad when I say that. I really don't care. We obey our masters. I'm guilty. I draw Social Security. I work for it, of course, but I'm guilty. We obey our masters, Melody, because if you make the hand to feed you, he might quit feeding you. So we have to understand that we got to obey these things.
Hey. I will. They can take my Social Security, but they give me back my money that I paid into.
There
it.
You go, plus interest.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy.
Absolutely.
To if not take it, just pay me what I paid into it. You know, interest.
Plus a little bit of interest, we'd be millionaires, and that because compound interest adds up very quickly. But you see, this is we have all been duped into the idea that we got to follow all these rules. And I'm saying this politely, but a people that becomes apathetic and different and living off the largest of the people through the federal government becomes, what word can I say? Apathetic's the main word, I guess. But they become stupid in the sense that they go into a stupor because they got everything really made, we think. So we don't mind giving up some freedom. We got free stuff coming in. So that's what's happened to America. Every time you do that, it's like throwing out apples and corn to deer herd. If you want to shoot a deer, throw some apples out. Get up in a tree stand. Pretty soon you're going to get one. Same thing with people. Throw out some free stuff, and they'll fall right into it, and they'll obey the rules because it's free stuff, we think.
Yeah, but my goodness, Butch, this is the best president ever because he stopped illegal immigration. He closed the border. And it's like, that's all that people care about. You know, taking out all these bad people and taking them out of this country. And you know, and I still remember what he said when he was campaigning, and he loves the non-educated. And you know what? It's sad. And nobody holds him for what the words that come out of that mouth. No,
they
one.
Don't.
And he's talking about the people who voted for him, you know, the people who really believed in him.
Well, he's lost a lot.
Because he can manipulate them.
Well, it's a hope, Melanie. They're grasping at straws. If you're sliding down the side of a cliff and you see a bunch of grass on the side of it, you're going to try to get a hold of it in hopes it'll hold you. They're grasping at that because they're scared. The nation's going down. They know that. So they're trying to hang on, but he's losing all of his political base with the other Republicans. And it's about time. I mean, Massey in Kentucky, bless his heart, has come out strong against all things he's doing. And that's why oh gosh, a lady in South Carolina is retiring next month.
Green.
I don't know. Green, yes. It is hanging it up. She got target abuse and even death threats. Yeah, we all want something to change, but it's not going to change through man. It has come through God only. But nonetheless, we'll move on beyond that. Anything else you want to say about those issues?
No, I mean, and again, it's the, you know, what people truly, you know, I get tired of people telling me that I'm so negative and, you know, I need to be more optimistic and, you know, it's all beyond everyone's control to change anything and yada, yada, yada. But my point is, you know what? You need to know what's going on because you need to fix yourself. You need to do things in order to protect you and your family. And if you deny everything that's going on, how can you help them? You can't.
No, it's like
you're just floating along into the elite's program. They're counting on that. That's what they want you to do. They don't want you to protect your finances. Heck no, because they're going to steal it from you, or they'll get it from you through taxes. There's different ways to get it from you, but it's all theft. They don't want you to do anything to help yourself. They don't want you to read.
Oh no, that's been they proved that through the public school system.
Yeah. They don't want you to read. They don't want you to follow and obey and praise and vote. That's all they want you to do. They want your hard-earned money. And I even have to say it, Clinton, wasn't it Clinton who said by such and such a time we'd be paying what? 80% of our money in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. He was right.
Yeah, he's right. But he knew it. They knew what was planned for it. So it didn't surprise him. He knew about that.
Yep.
But we're seeing that, again, that's in the human nature to try to hope that something's going to change for the better. And they're hanging on the straws.
But how far is it? How far do you hope?
Well, some people hope right into oblivion. You know that.
Yeah.
They will. I mean, it's Bible. I don't have time to get into it now, but it's Bible. It's going to happen. People are deceived by man's policies. Jeremiah 17:5 says, cursed be the man, put your trust in man. We cursed ourselves. That's the only way the beast system can work is if we put our trust in man. And that's why it's working. That's why we're giving in to all these insane moves by Trump, for example, to sign the executive order to tell us that the states cannot resist AI. By their so-called dictative order, we tolerate it because we're hoping he can make things better. And we're putting our hope in the wrong places. Melody, we've seen, you and I have been getting along with to see a lot of things happen. And I know that you, for many years now, you've worked with precious metals. I've dealt with you quite a bit over the years myself, and so some of my family and friends. And they trust you because you've always been upfront and honest about these things. But I say, I'm going to come on the air. I can remember back in 1994 or 5, I bought my first silver dollar. And I did not know I didn't know if I was doing the right thing or not. I was just naive as everybody else. I knew in 64, after a while I learned this, the silver was taken out of the coins. You know, I knew that after looked at it and saw that. So the dollar become worth less and less every day. But I bought the first silver dollar for $3. $3. And I can remember when I could buy a roll of $20, a roll of $1 silver eagles, 20 of them for $80. Now think about that. They were $4, let's say $5, $100 a roll for 20 coins. What are they going for now for 20 coins?
Well, spot right now for silver is $63.53.
Oh, wow.
$63.53, yeah. So
we're talking over
$1,200. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now listen, why did an investment? I've invested $300 to $400. Returns already tripled, and that's just the beginning. It's not finished yet. Silver is a commodity that's being used everywhere, and Samsung is about ready to use a bunch of it, and the new batteries they're making that will run 900 miles on one charge. Now, folks, I'm not making it up. Check it for yourself. But the main ingredient is silver, and they're running out of silver supply. What's it going to do? The price of silver? It's going to put us through the roof. We haven't seen the end of it yet. And Bobby, what was gold doing today?
Gold was $43.31. It's down a couple bucks in the aftermarket. Silver just turned around. It's floating around that 63 63.56 level. So it's platinum was stronger today by $22 at 18.37. So it's getting close to its all-time high too, which was, I think, is it 1900 or 2000 platinum? So many, many years ago. So, but again, they're going to blame the gold pairing because of the Ukraine peace talk progress. But I think the reports, the lies that'll come out this week is supposed to be the U.S. jobs report. And also there's supposed to be an inflation report that's supposed to come out, I believe, tomorrow or this week sometime. So, you know, I don't put a lot of faith in those numbers, but because they certainly don't reflect you and I. It'll be interesting to see once he has his new chairman for the Federal Reserve chosen and announced. It'll be interesting to see what the markets do, but, you know.
Well, if they don't get the right numbers, Trump will fire them. But it's just, again, it's just amazing. I can remember very well.
I don't know why it's funny, but.
It isn't funny, but it's true.
But it is.
But, you know, I can remember when gold was 250 an ounce. I can remember that far back, 250 an ounce. I can remember that. And now it's almost $4,400 an ounce. So these are things people have to consider. And I wish I would have had enough funds back then to purchase more. Maybe I could have done more things for my family and my friends I wanted to help. I want to leave something for my three sons and my grandchildren and then my great-grandsons. I want to leave something for them. The Bible says a good man does that. And I want to be a good man. I want to do it the right way because it's my job as a man, as a provider for the household, to take care of my wife if I'm not here, take care of my children as best I can, but I'm going, leave them something as a heritage. And inheritance, when I leave it, say heritage, I mean I try to leave them a Christian heritage from a Christian mom and dad, trying to teach them the right ways and in the ways of God, but also an inheritance that maybe they can pass on to their children or whatever. But that's what we do. That's what I want to do. And I just thank people like you and Bob Chapp and others who talked about this many, many years ago and said, you need to do this. I had no idea, but I took y'all's word for it. And thank you, Melody, for being one of the ones that taught me these things and helped me pay my house off 17 years early. Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome.
You know, that was quite a blessing to me, to say the least. But people will call and talk to you before we go to the first break here. People, please, I'm just asking you to check it out. Unless you're like me, you're probably not rolling the money. I understand that. You're not rolling dough at all. But you may have a few bucks where you can put a few dollars into some precious metals. Yes, I know right now the prices are up on it, but it's not going to come back down substantially. Silver dropped down to 61, now it's back up to almost 64. It'll go back down maybe to 62 and go back up to 66. It's not going to stay down, and neither is gold. Call Melody and talk to her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And before somebody calls and says, well, the Bible says you'll throw it in the streets. That's very true. When God's judgment hits this earth, it'll be no good to you. When God's wrath hits this earth, and it's going to, it'll do no good. But right now you can use it to preserve your home, your finances, and maybe make a future for your children. No one knows when the end times are, but I just know that because I listen to Melody, I am not worried about losing my home because it's paid for. Now,
there's another story behind that too. Well, you're the preacher, so you know better than I do. Okay. But also, I think the meaning too is you can throw it. What it's telling you is you can't buy your salvation.
No, you can't.
You know, so, you know, these people that are wealthy, a lot of these billionaires who pretend and so forth, doesn't matter how much money they have, they're not going to be able to buy their salvation. Salvation is much more than, you just can't buy it. So, yeah, you can throw your gold in the street because you can't do that. But you can still use it. It's God's money. And you need to protect yourself until those times come where we don't need to have it anymore.
Well, that's the whole idea. And it's, I don't know how else to put it. People work for retirement. How do you know you're going to draw it, folks? You're working in retirement. How do you know you're going to be here to draw it? So that's the same idea. Go ahead.
I always have to chuckle when people say, well, I can't eat gold. No, but you can buy whatever food that you want with it. I mean, you'll never go hungry with gold. Yeah, you can't eat it, but you can buy whatever you need. So so again, these are just stories that people tell in order to, that, you know, and I always say, when you hear things coming from people like that, ask them what they're selling.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, good point. Good point. And folks, we're going to break here in just a minute or so, but love to hear from you tonight. When, you don't talk about precious metals. Just talk about anything you want to. This is kind of open forum tonight. And you can call us at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We do want to hear from you because there's so many things happening in the world, in this country. To say life is, things are not steady. That's all I can say. Things, nothing's sure anymore. Anything could happen. I mean, we're seeing shootings almost every other day, not just here, but other countries now. We're seeing an uprising. Folks, if you study the scriptures, and you should, Matthew 24, you'll find out there'll be race against race. And that, we see it happening. Oh, yeah, but Muslims against whites and blacks and against whatever. We're seeing it just as prophesied. Prepare yourself for this. It is happening now, and it's going to get worse. That's the best way I can put it. What do you think, Billy?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of things going into the new. Now you have J.P. Morgan. They're launching a new crypto fund for wealthy investors. Gee, I wonder how that relates to with Trump. Today, Jamie Dimon came out and told him who he should pick for the Federal Reserve. But Jamie Dimon did call Bitcoin a fraud and a Ponzi scheme. So it's just not Bitcoin. It's all crypto. That's a Ponzi scheme. And these guys crack me up.
Well,
the greatest salesman of all time.
Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. It's still going on, but it's short costing us fortune to keep it going. And yeah, it's all these things are, folks, they're going to collapse. The dollar's collapsing every day. And if you don't blame me, look at inflation. Inflation is dollar collapse. Let that sink in. Inflation is dollar collapse. Is that not right, Mel?
That is true. But, I mean, we have the latest. There was a CNBC All-American Economics Survey found that the high cost of goods has emerged as a major factor affecting how shoppers are going to spend their money over Christmas. 41% of Americans plan to spend less for the holidays this year, 6 points higher than a year ago. That's a lot. 46% of them blame the high cost of living. So
even though it still sounds like it's spending more, I mean, inflation makes it sound like it, but they're not spending more, they're spending less, just take $4 to buy it. That's all.
That's right. That's right.
Folks, this is common sense. All we're asking you to do is think this through and look at scriptures if you're a Christian and understand what it's like to use false weights and measures, which we do all the time. There's a curse on it. What the Bible says, folks. Back of the break, we get phone calls, a lot more talk about it. Don't go away.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters, our own HI water filter elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy, and also the least expensive. On sale, $199 for a four-pack, $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403, while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back, and we got phone lines open at 717-300-1698. If y'all could have heard us during the break, laughing together and talking about things in the past, I was just telling Melody and Todd, or as Dave Creer calls him, the Almighty Todd. So anyway, we go back a ways now. Melody and I, 20-some years. Todd and I were 6 years. And we become almost like family. So when we work together on the radio like this, I look forward to the time to speak to you folks. But also, I'm so blessed to have people that join me, Todd, taking care of the program. Guests that come on are more than just guests. They become friends. They become like family. And I'm so thankful for that. This little radio show has got me in contact with a lot of people that I got really close to over the years. And a lot of y'all contact other listeners and got to be close friends with them also. So I just want praise God for the honor and privilege I've been able to do this for almost 33 years. Melody, before I take a phone call, anything else you want to add?
No, I do. And I mean, we advertised with you back in when we were still in Arizona.
Yes.
That goes, almost when we first started, over 30 years ago. So it has, but you know what? You're right. Over the years, and you lose track, contact with customers who become friends, you don't meet them, but you have conversations, you have deep conversations of, you know, what's happening in the world and, you know, faith questions and talks and discussions. And you do. I have a very little family. My biggest family is, you know, my customers, you know, the things that, you know, I worked with over the years, the people I've talked, you know, it's, you know, like you and Todd and Beth and all the ones I did shows with, Bob Chapman, all of them, and Dr. Stan. I mean, just incredible people, incredible and knowledgeable people who've spent their life trying to help people to understand what's truly going on. And you know, what's sad is with the internet, sure, you can find stuff on the internet and everything, but you can't hold a candle to the internet like you could to people like Dr. Stan and,
oh yes,
and Bob Chapman. And yes. I mean, those that so many we've lost over the years, they've far exceeded the knowledge of the internet.
Well, they not only had the knowledge, they had the desire and the personality to share it the right way.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, you mentioned Bob Chapman, of course, and Dr. Stan. Of course, there was Derry Brownfield, and now George Riley's gone, and Jack McClam, and many people.
Many.
Come to our seminars are gone now. Tex Myers. Yeah. A bunch of them that would become friends over the years, not just people on the radio show. They could become friends, and I miss them. I truly do. Let's go to the phone line. Just talk to Chance. So talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Melody. I got a question from Melody, but first, Pastor Butch, that was really rough hearing about that two-year-old boy.
Yes. Yes.
I got a real soft spot for children and animals. That hit me like a sledgehammer hearing that.
Yeah, it hit me too. Makes tears, yes.
I appreciate that person recommending that book, but I already know that. That's precisely why I don't have a cell phone, for the tracking, the surveillance, the health effects, and the list goes on and on. But I don't want to discourage the person who thought of me.
Oh, no, he sincerely wanted you to hear that, because he said, I like, you know, he likes you. So he wanted you to make sure you knew that.
I already know that stuff. That's why I don't have the cell phone. Now, Melody, the question I have for you is, now I can't recall where I heard this. It might have been on Dave Krieger's show. There's a specific code that specifies if any kind of precious metal is non-confiscatable, I believe. And I can't remember the code. Something like IOS 201 or something like that. Have you heard of that?
You know, I mean, I stick with the old laws of confiscation. And what they don't confiscate is coins of rare and unusual value. And over the years, you know, the definition of rare and unusual has changed. Everything changes. And so if you're looking for they can't confiscate silver because there's too much of it out there. They tried to at one point in time, and it didn't work. So, you know, you have to look at what bullion coins are and what the IRS deems as coins that are exempt from 1099s and so forth. So,
but have you heard of that code?
The IOS
Maybe I got that code number wrong, but have you heard of that specific code by any? I can kick myself that I didn't write it down. But have you heard of that specific?
I mean, the IOS is just an organization symbol. You hear so many things out there when it comes to the gold and silver coin market, and it's not much different than what I believe when it comes to the economy. You stick to the basics, and you can't go wrong. You stick to the basics, you understand the trend, and you understand what the core is, and once you understand the core and what you're trying to accomplish, yes, there are certain items that you can purchase that are deemed right now as non-confiscatable, and there's reasons why they're not. And that's what I believe, because there's 80,000 people out there telling you something different. And so I shut them out because it's just noise, and I stick to the basics. I stick to the facts, and you have to keep learning. I agree, but 99% of the time they're wrong.
Okay.
Okay, any more questions, Jeff? Thank you now, folks. Good night.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Before we go to the next caller, I want to say this also. If you put money in the bank, let's say, what is the average interest right now? Maybe 3% on the savings. I don't know.
That much?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
0.003 maybe, you know, very little.
Well, if you put $20,000 in the bank and you draw, let's say, 1% interest over 20 years, how much have you accrued in 20 years?
Not much.
Not only that, you pay tax on that, don't you?
You do.
And the dollar devalues as you wait for the interest to come in. The dollar losing value quicker than you accrue money. Is that also true?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
With metals, you don't pay tax on the interest, or what you, I'm sorry, not interest, but you don't pay tax on the increase, because it's held in your hands in private ownership. So whatever goes up, you get to keep it all. That's another key factor about precious metals. And not only that, the banks can and will eventually confiscate your savings and money. It's going to have a little harder time confiscating somebody's gun safe. This is the way it goes. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, no, if you sell your product, there are some products that create 1099s where you do pay, you know, on the gains and so forth. But a lot of it is on the honor system. It's up to, you know, there's certain reporting requirements that I follow. And so to some degree, you're correct. There are coins out there that are exempt for me having to do 1099s. But I don't use that to sell coins, because I don't think it's a benefit. And it's something people should know about. And it's key, I think, when you're purchasing gold and silver, to be diversified within the products.
I agree. Well, let's go to Iowa and talk to Jan. Jan, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Pastor. We finally got up to where it was actually above zero.
Oh, wow. Well, that's it. Gets above 10, you go swimming. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Well, we're supposed to rain on Thursday. If that melts all this snow, we might go swimming.
Whether you want to or not, yeah.
But want to or not. But after what I heard Trump say today about Rob Reiner.
Reiner, yeah.
Yeah. That was just bad.
Disgusting. Literally disgusting.
And when Kirk passed away, he said, no one deserves that. He said, that was just awful. That's what Rob Reiner said.
Whether you like somebody or not, you can at least say, I'm sorry to hear what happened. You don't just say, I didn't like him. Yeah. That doesn't work that way. Anyway, go ahead.
That's nothing but political. That's just, I do not like that man. I do not like him at all. But that was his own child that did that.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one. Apparently there's been a lot of attacks on parents by children. So we don't hear everything.
That's true.
World is turning. But this silver market and Samsung going all the way to Mexico to the mine. To make
yes,
a deal.
Yes, yes, they yes. are. They're buying it right from the source, so to speak.
Yeah, and Dubai, the Sunday night market, they call it back alley market, that shut down too.
Oh,
they're not selling.
I know that. I know
they're
that.
Not selling.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we know China isn't, India is not, no one is. So silver.
That's why silver's going to keep climbing and climbing. Yes, it is going to keep climbing. If you're going to get it, folks, get it now. 800-375-4188. Get it while you can. Go ahead, Jan.
If you can get it. That's
yes.
the thing.
Yeah. Melody if has some. Right, Melody?
It's available, yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Jan.
If you can get there. And then there's that National Guard, that female National Guard leader, says she's not going to go to Chicago if the president orders in Chicago. She won't go.
Okay. Good for her.
So we got We got the military defying the presidential order. And if that keeps up, we're in big trouble.
Well, I've come a long way. Well, you know, they're right. To do differently, for them to go is actually violating what used to be false common tenets. That was done away with back in the 1980s. But it's still against the Constitution. It's still against common sense and tyranny, against tyranny. Go ahead, Jan.
What he's doing with all these executive orders. He's just, I am the king. Boom.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I agree. Anything else?
Oh, I don't. What else we got? We got the wars. We got Venezuela, ready to go, boom. We got Thailand, Cambodia. Thailand's saying they're not going to stop till they feel safe. We got people around in Providence, Rhode Island, saying they're glad they see all these cops on the street. They feel safe because they don't have that shooter. And then there's the poor guy that they accused of it.
Yes. No, we're in a huge mess, no doubt about it. I thank you for the call, Jan. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it. Thank you.
There's a lot going on, but that's okay. We got warm today.
That's exactly right. You have a good evening. I'll talk to you on the road. Thank you.
Yeah, she sent that cold weather to the east.
There you go. Shame on her.
I don't know where to send it.
We can send that to the ocean. You're right next to it. Well, let's talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Pastor, am I on?
You're on.
Okay. It costs 15 cents to make a nickel. Guess what's next? I listened to another guy who's a soldier, a former soldier, and he was in Mosul on the day that the Iraqi dollar fell, and it went from whatever it was to zero. And he watched banks being just busted open and people running out with bags of the money that had nothing to do with anything anymore. And he saw it fall. And at the same time, he had little kids coming up to him, Iraqi kids, with cold Pepsis and saying, "We want a United States dollar." They probably stole it from the Marines down the road. But anyway, Melanie, my question is to you is, how do you think the dollar is going to go down? If there's something like a nuclear explosion or something like that, it's going to fall quickly, I believe. But if not, they're going to take it down slowly. And how do you see gold and silver going up in reply to that? Do you think it's going to be a rush, or do you think it's just going to be a gradual incline and a decline in the dollar?
All of the above. I don't think anybody really knows how it's.
I don't have an answer. I'm not trying to pin you. I don't have an answer.
No, I know. And it's a great question. Because everybody wants to know.
I personally think they're going to take it down slow. I don't think the weaponization of, you know, pop is coming in the next 6 months. I can't go further than that. But I think they're going to decline it. They're going to increase social unrest and things like that, and then something will happen. But I'm just asking your opinion.
I kind of agree with you. I mean, back in 2008 to 2011, we saw the dollar touch 70 in the basket of currencies. So, you know, we're still a little ways away from that. I think if it breaks 70, like we were expecting it to happen in 2011, then I think it could go into a free fall, but they'll freeze it. And people still have to remember that the U.S. dollar is still the world reserve currency, maybe not as strong as it once was, but it still is. And yes, there's other pressures against it. So, but my concern is why I think it's going to happen is because this administration has key people appointed in these various positions that have all dealt with falling and devaluing currencies, and particularly Bessent. He was with George Soros in the early 90s when they were in charge of literally crashing the pounds. So, and there's a lot of them in there who want to see the dollar devalued, and seeing what this president is doing, the wealth that he is creating for himself and the agreements that he's making with all these foreign countries, the Saudis and everything else. You bet. Yeah. They're going to finish that all up. They're not going to do anything to destroy continuing in their power and their wealth until I think it's going to happen after July of next year.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to do anything to interfere with his celebration for July 4th of next year.
Okay. I'm going to come up with a new movie. It's going to be called Pirates of the Gulf of America.
There you go. Good call, Tom. Anything else?
No. God bless y'all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And, you know, I've said this many, many times. I'll say it again. We have to remember, folks, that inflation is the lowering of the worth of a dollar. It's just that easy. So Tom's right. They've been slowly doing away with the dollar for many, many years. Inflation is doing
away with the dollar. Ever since they closed the gold window, ever since they confiscated gold, they've been, you know, devaluing the currency.
And, folks, that's all part of the plan. They can't dump it overnight unless they have a really huge emergency, and who knows when that could happen. They know people would panic. So you do a little bit of time, and nobody knows that, hey, we lost 3% on the dollar last year. No one thinks about that. They still got dollars. They don't buy as much, but you still got them. Go ahead.
We've got debt too great to be paid. They will default. They will revalue the treasuries. That's all. The story is written. And can they continue to print money till the cows come home to keep the system going until they get the positions, their wealth, their power, their agreements to become, that they can. But there's always that, I hate to say it, a black swan, something from left field that comes along. And they're just able to control that black swan for so many years. But something happens.
Usually
it's the people, Butch, but I don't think it's the people this time.
No, I don't think so either. But, you know, I try to cover all topics in a little fellowship I have that I try to pastor and teach on the internet also. Even finances are taught in the Bible and what's worth what and what isn't. I mean, what is real, real tangible assets and what's really not. So I took over a plastic bag full of 100 silver eagles. And I took over $100 bill in a demonstration. I had $100 bill, said right on the bill, 1954. This is redeemable in lawful money. It said right on the bill. Okay. I laminated and kept it. So I showed this at the Bible study. Then I show a regular $100 bill. And I show them this bill of 1954. You take to the bank, you could get 100 silver dollars, 9% silver dollars. Bought so much more with the dollar then because it was worth it back by silver. Then I show them a new $100 bill, which is back for nothing. But when I first started showing this demonstration, Melody, that sack of $100 silver eagles was worth about $2,000. Now it's worth about $6,200. That's over a 300% increase since I started showing the demonstration some years ago. So talk about a great investment and talk about getting more bang for your buck. But what that always means, though, is the dollar buys less, silver goes up in price. So would you rather have a dollar bill in your hand, folks, or a piece of silver? Think about that. What would you rather have, a dollar bill or a silver eagle? What do you think was going to be the most useful in any time in the near future? Think about that. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, and there's some, you know, even with the prices where they're at, you have to be very careful with what you're buying. There's a lot of overpriced people out there that are selling online and so forth. So we got some great prices, and we always give you options. You know, this is a little bit less than that. This is a little bit less than that, you know. So it's up to you to make a decision on what product that you really want. And, you know, because I don't believe that we all fit in the same square peg. Everyone is different. We got different budgets. We got different objectives. We got different views, values, and so forth. So it's my job, if you're trying to get more gold and silver for your money, to show you how you can do that.
Well, you mentioned about fitting a square peg. My shape is round, so I don't fit there.
Well, I don't know what to say over that one.
But seriously, and what would you recommend now? Would you recommend Silver Eagles or Junk Silver? What would you recommend? We're running out of time. Go ahead.
You know, there's dealers out there that tell people not to buy 90% silver, but 90% silver is the cheapest product that you can buy out there right now. There is so much of it sitting out there that they're melting it down because big wholesalers and so forth, you know, they have bills to pay and so forth, that they're melting it down. I mean, you can buy it. You can buy it at less than spot. Nobody's selling it for not much less than spot. And I've always said over my 30 years, oh, you can't buy anything less than spot. Well, this is the first time in history that you can.
Wow.
90% silver. In the same breath, I'm going to say if you went and sold it, if you're sitting and sold it, yeah, you're going to get whacked on it. There's a huge spread between bid and ask. But I believe that eventually, because I've seen it in the past, when there is panic in the markets and people are buying, you know, the premium will go up on it. So you'll recover. So you don't want to buy it and have to sell it tomorrow or whatever, because, yeah, right, you're going to lose.
Right.
But 90% silver, really, the old quarters and dimes is the best product out there.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people say, well, this is a rare coin. Buy it now. And folks, don't do that. I'm not saying numismatic coins are – no, I'm not saying that.
They're great buys, yeah, too.
Yes, they are. But you just got to be careful that you don't overspend for something because it's called a collectible whenever you got to sell it off. I mean, unless somebody else wants to collect it, it may not be worth as much you paid for it. So,
that's not – but
– go ahead.
But see, it's a market. And a lot of these things are based on supply and demand. And, you know, and that's how it's based. And things go up and things go down. It just depends on what market, what supply and demand, you know, time element that you're in. I've seen all kinds of things in 31 years. I've seen things that you didn't think would perform, outperform something that, you know, that should and it isn't. So it's a market. And that's what's important when you're purchasing, to know what the heck you're buying.
We're about out of time. Give us your number again, Melody.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And folks, I'll say this. If you think about buying metals, please call Melody. And yes, she sponsored, she's paid for the airtime on shortwave. She's paying for it right now for this hour. Now, this program rebroadcasts 11 o'clock Eastern, though, on 4.52, I think, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Nonetheless, she supports the program. If you call her, I think you'll find her prices as good or better than anybody else. And I have looked. Call her up. 800-375-4188. Melody, thank you so much. We'll talk
to you
in the future, okay?
All right, you got it. Thank you.
God bless you, Laura. Good night. Folks, see you tomorrow night with Catherine Albrecht. Don't miss the broadcast. It's going to be a good one. I'll kill it.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.